it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Monday morning with the Birds. They get the W in KC. Obviously get to 2-0 and put KC in a heck of a bind with this season. Look, it was another grinded-out type W, similar in many ways to games last year. And the Eagles put another one in the win column, which is great to see. Look, we'll get into it extensively today. The offense and defense, really, two different stories, I'll say. Phils, congrats to them. They reach the playoffs over the weekend, which is outstanding. They don't clinch the division yesterday, but that's okay. They'll get it in the next day or two. So a lot to discuss. Obviously, we'll be heaviest on the Eagles, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Jenny.
Horned lizards shoot blood out of their eyes.
That's wild.
Yeah, to scare off predators.
That would scare me.
I think so, too. It's
yeah.
Super gross.
Of course, I'd also be scared even if it didn't shoot, you know, blood out of its eyes.
I had to think about
just
eyes.
It's a lizard, you know, it's no good.
You know, I had the eye surgery when
yes,
I was a little boy when
course.
I was five.
Yes.
And afterwards, like the whites of my eyes, there was, you know, like blood.
Yep.
You know, red.
Yep.
And it freaked me out so
imagine.
Bad.
Yes.
And I couldn't open my eyes when I first awoke from surgery. And it was, you know, the scariest thing that I'd ever experienced to that point in time.
I would
and
imagine.
So still, to this day,
yeah.
I have major issues with eyes.
I
don't poke me in the eye.
It
really
it.
Messes me
Dude,
up.
Dude, it ended Bernie Perrant's career. Got hit with a stick in the eye.
Oh, my God!
I think he couldn't see for 2 weeks, and then he could see, but he couldn't play.
I believe
that's
so
all it ended.
Delicate,
yeah.
You know?
All right, let's get to this Eagles thing. There's a ton happening. So, you know, for me, this is – and I'm curious if others feel this way. This is one of those torn reaction games from my standpoint. You know, obviously happy they got the W. It's the kind of win ordinarily I would celebrate more given in Kansas City. I'll just tell you first yeah. and foremost, I don't think Casey's very good. I think they might be headed to 6 or 7 wins. Now, maybe when those receivers get back, that changes it up. We don't quite know when they're all going to get back. But, you know, bottom line is I think they're a mess. To me, it looks like Mahomes and Chris Jones versus, like, the whole other team. And that's not good for them. We'll table that for now. But I'll just say this going into this. I don't think Kansas City's that good. And so I take the, you know, what ordinarily would be incredible victory in Kansas City, honestly, with a bit of a grain of salt. That's my perspective. Now, things that were positive, obviously getting the win, stacking a win, when trying to find yourself in September, as we saw last year. Impressed with their competitive fire, as I have been for, you know, 4+ years now under Sirianni with Hurts. I mean, these guys fight. There's no question about that. I think the defense so far in the early going of the season is highly encouraging. And I thought yesterday was particularly encouraging. Now, again, a little bit of a grain of salt. I don't think Mahomes is working with much out there. He also had some misfires. And obviously, Kelce had the drop, which was huge. But generally speaking, 2 weeks into the season, given that there was going to be a lot of change, I think the defense has done a really, really nice job so far. And that's good. But I got to tell you, the frustrations to me may outweigh the positives as I emerge from, you know, last night into this morning. The offensive struggles are very similar to last year's regular season in a lot of ways, except they're not running it as well. And they're not even passing it as well. So to me, that is a concern. I do think a lot comes back to Hurts. I know a lot of people are talking about the new coordinator. And it's hard to discern after two games where exactly the lines are. I mean, it's hard to know. It's impossible to know. It's hard to even kind of try to get to know, figure out, so to speak, you know, where one ends and where the other begins. I know this. If I was A.J. Brown, I'd be really frustrated. I'm sure he is really frustrated. And so, you know, you got to hope that they can pick this up. Saquon, something looks, you know, a little off, not dramatically off, but a little off. I don't know if that's wear and tear from last year. I don't know. But so far, a little not the same. And obviously, the passing game, not great. Now, look, Hurts did three things exceptionally well. Number one, tush-push. I mean, it was a massive part of winning the game. Number two, poise, as he always does. He doesn't get rattled. I thought he handled the blitz in a really effective fashion, not by passing it, per se, but by not getting sacked often, which is an important part of keeping drives alive and all that good stuff. And then the third thing, of course, not turn the ball over. So in many ways, to me, it was sort of like a 2024 Eagles regular season formula win. That's how I saw it. Curious how you saw
how
it.
And what you see it is wonky.
And what your takeaways are, 215-592-9494. What do you make of that assessment? On point, off point, what do you think?
Off, because that defense is...
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is one of the best in the NFL. The Chiefs defense, I don't care what you say.
Mm-hmm.
They got Steve Spagnuolo behind the well, not behind the scenes, on the sideline,
sure.
Pulling the trigger, calling the shots, designing the schemes, and that really does make things tough sledding at times for everyone. When Kansas City plays teams that aren't the world champions or aren't, you know, Green Bay-ish type, you know, quality opponents, they're going to look good.
I don't think they make the playoffs. I'm just pointing that out to you right now. I don't.
I doubt that they won't make the playoffs.
We'll see.
Anyway, what I took from that, the game, I'm not taking anything further from the Kansas City mm-hmm. Chiefs, except they're not anything close to what they were.
Yeah, they're not elite. That's clear.
I can't explain a lot of why, but I know for our purposes, I love Jihad Campbell's defense, the way that he plays. This Makuba guy, initially, I thought, hey, this is going to be like, oh, it's a lot of talk when people say, hey, he's a ball hawk. Mm-hmm. He's around always making plays. This guy really is always making plays and always around the ball. And I love his attitude, and I love the way he hits. I love the way this defense runs and hits and punishes people. I was, you know, troubled by one thing yesterday. That was Jalen Carter. He was gassed because he didn't play week one. That affected the way that he played. I was also worried about the fact that he's got a stinger. You know, and that he's holding his arm, and it obviously is affecting the way that he's playing at times.
When did you notice that? What quarter was that? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Okay. Yeah,
he was holding
a fair amount. Yeah, it was on the broadcast.
So, you know, that will be an issue moving forward. But Zadarius was awesome.
That was unbelievable.
He was incredible,
man. He was great.
Making plays from the get-go, looking up to see the play. You know, like the guy is a pro. The guy knows how to set the edge in the NFL and how to get quarterbacks on the ground. So I thought that was really a huge bonus. He is going to make our team so much better, Zadarius Smith. So the backers, the way that they blitz from depth now, and they're active, and they're, you know, not exactly delay blitzing, but they're not showing the blitzes. That makes it really hard for anyone. You know, you can't anticipate that. Pat Mahomes didn't have a chance in part because our linebackers are everywhere. And it's so cool to be that team.
So a lot to react, obviously, from what John said. What hit you? 215-592-9494. Seltzer, how do you feel this morning?
I feel good. Honestly, I get that people are frustrated with the way the offense looked. But it's the first month of the season. Let's not forget, a little under a year ago at this time, people wanted Sirianni fired after game 5. Like, they're 2-0. They went into KC and got a win against a team that needed the win more than they did, and it just got blown out in the Super Bowl and had that hanging over them revenge-wise. I'm really happy with the Eagles today, personally.
Good. Ray, what about you? What do you think? What are you feeling?
I thought Saquon had a better game than you did. I mean, he grinded out 88 yards. And, you know, and that huge, you know, run that he had late to seal it.
Yep.
So
one and the touchdown were probably his two best.
Yeah.
I would think.
So, you know, we're looking for the home runs, you know, the 60 yarders, the 70 yarders, but he grinded it out. And, you know, the point is that Yeah. Do I love 101 yards passing? No. I mean, AJ's got to get, they've got, I'm not overly thrilled with what they did at the end of the first half when they chose to kind of just.
So I loved that. I thought Sirianni might have won the game with that.
He might have. I'm saying, at the time, I hated it.
No, I get it, but I thought he outcoached Andy with basic game management. I thought that was an example. I thought it was sharp because they weren't going to go whatever it was, the 35 yards. So to me, what's the point of a tush push to get the first down when then you just got to call a timeout and kick a field goal basically
because
from the same
maybe
length?
Maybe you can go the 35 yards. Just maybe. You had two timeouts. You had those timeouts. Yeah. If I'm an offensive player, I want to go for it.
Jalen didn't look happy.
No, he wasn't happy.
I'm ticked off that he decided.
Yeah, you guys know my theory. Back to last year, I think it still holds. I think they are still continuing to be very careful with what they put on Jalen's plate.
And listen, it worked. He didn't turn the ball over. Right. Mahomes did.
Yeah.
Or Travis Kelce.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.